些什么颜色，你知道，里面也有腰什么东西。They had their reasons. I don't know exactly what their reasons were, but they had their reasons. They were able to rationalize very well. But if somebody, or the bottom line is, if somebody is merely yad, al haveri, without reshus is a roshi, and if he means well, so then he's not a roshi, so he's a chayde. So he's a chayde. Indeed, the aromas yad consists in killing someone, even without the self-reseal tzoch, he's chayv nisir shemayim. Yehu was not even reseal tzoch because they had the Dvar Hashem. But the Dvar Hashem, so he had rishus. But he had rishus, he was told by the Rebbein Shalom, the Novi told him, Shem Hashem, to wipe out the Zahov and to report himself in their Hashem, but he didn't do that. So Meirei, that negated the Rishis, because he only fulfilled half of the Hashem, not the other half. So that means whatever he did was without Rishis. So Meirei is high in Yisrael Shemayim. That's why the Navi says, Ufokadeti es Mei Yisrael, our base, Yehu. So, Yemis Mezil says, V'amar ad Hashem leikro shumei mevatrayo, v'katlinu al biflocho libalo, tov v'ninu limiti bosar eglayo, v'beisei, that's the Gemara in Chilei, that Yehu himself, b'shegei, was Eilut HaBizor, one time, b'shegei, only once. So still, some male sins, he didn't follow up the Dvar Hashem completely. So some male is considered as if he wiped out the Sacha B'Lishu. As a matter of fact, the smaxes, Sikha Mitzvot, so you have the Agoyes of having parents. So he says there, and the Chofetz Chaim mentions it, several times, he mentions that he says something that is a big foolish. I don't know how to explain it. Because he says that even when someone is mutar to kill a certain person, but if he himself does not follow up the dini at all, and he doesn't avoid the avak of the tador, so then his nemesh, a seed, he had shed damnok. So if the smaggot mentioned it in regard to Kanoim Peyim Bey, then it wouldn't be difficult. Kanoim Peyim Bey, of course, if somebody will kill, let's say, Abuel Aramis, if Arhesye, and he himself is not a tzaddik, so he's a ritzeach, he's not even a seotzach, because there is aloha Kanoim Peyim Bey. But he doesn't have rishus if he's not in the madrigal of being penalty. But the smart mentions that in regard to Reyes, Chaveri, Reidi, Vachamaram, Rosol, Yonso. That's a little strange. There it's not like an open. There it's to be Matzel, the near them. So what difference does it make? So he says, if the Reidi doesn't, is not denying from the avak of Zeus, so then he's nemesh for killing the Redev. Kiyu hor damnok. And the smart Rabbi Peretz mentions that agnienesin ufokaditi es mei Yisrael beisiv. So it's difficult because the Rabbi Peretz mentions it in regard to Reyes Chavere Redev Achanaram Ros. There is a near of Atzolik. Well, so it seems that even though the Torah gives a heter in order to be matzel the near to kill the Redev, but if he himself is not nimna from the even the avak of those heters, so then he has no heter, he has no rishus. So again, we see, and he says, And he says he's chayv nisi mishamayim. He will not be chayv nisi pesach, chas v'sholem, but chayv mishamayim. So we see from all these that there is a special halacha that if somebody is mir yad al chaverim, even the biggest rosh, doesn't bavir, believe the shoes, he's a rosh. And if the aromes yad consists in killing someone, or in killing himself, even in a passive way, so then he's chayv nisi mishamayim. Without the self-fiction. That's the reason as to why Tesis in Abizora says, that Meridin with my own soul, there's a machlokes between Tesis and Rach. Tesis and the Rambam say that Meridin means even Rod Biedai. The Rach and Rosh say Meridin means not Rod Biedai, not. But if the Sulam Bibeya, so then he's allowed under certain circumstances to remove the Sulam. But Mir Yadayna. So what's the Machlekes? There is in Achiezer Chiyud Beis. So Hanilo says, according to the Rambam, and he says, those who are in the Maila, Mufkev Lisirzach, according to the Rach and the Rosh, so those who are Mugin Mimalin are only Mufke of Rishamit or Damreacho, but they are not Mufke from Rishirzach. But so Teise says, so the question arises, Monisha, if we are allowed to be married by Yodai Lipeya, so what kind of the, why is it necessary to mention that in Hoyosulam Lipeya Loi Maili, he is allowed to remove the Sulam? Teise says, Meridin be your dying, this man should be in the Kifo. He gave this man a bite. And this man should be in the Kifo. So then there is a heter under certain circumstances to remove the soup. What's the pshat of healing? And the Rambam's question is also like that. Because the Rambam says, Hapikosim ba'amumrim in yeish b'yodei keach lehorvam b'sayet b'fahes yehir. Vim lab vualeim balilus at sheherda. Perik dalet milchas hasir shnasef shalochiyu. Hapikosim v'meidli abedizore v'yoyis abiris lachis atilochon v'beilu l'vashat v'slachis ha'reize apikeres v'shekechim v'kiru v'diyo hoyo mitzvah lahor. In yesh biyodei keach lihogom visayot v'tahes yehir. In lavo yabo alim balilus. Keitzat roa echad mehem shenof al libeya. Vasulam libeya hoyo misalki beinia arei nitoru dlereiri dinin agag v'arzren loch v'chayisim v'arzren loch v'chayisim. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, I heard my father, the pshat is because if it's not Yodin Tkifo. So, what is Yodin Tkifo? Teisa says, Yodin Tkifo means Bizanabais. But the Rambam formulates it differently. It doesn't mean that Bizanabais. It can be Bizanabais, and if he couldn't do it with Aresia, so it's not Yodin Tkifo. And if, let's say, they have the shoes from the Malchus to meet out during the process of the Middle Ages, so there are certain periods when the Chachmi Yisroel had the right to meet out Dini Yisroches, so it is Yodin Yitzkifo. So the Rambam says, Im yesh biyodei keach lehogon b'sayet b'farhes yeh, narus Yodin Yitzkifo, it can be enforced openly. So then he has reshoots under certain circumstances. But in love, so since he cannot do it openly, he cannot exercise the kfiye, the violence, the aromes yad, so then al pidin, he has no rishus to exercise kfiye. Why? Because if it is a rishus that is given to Yochim, in a command, then it doesn't make any difference whether he can do it openly or he cannot do it openly. Suppose somebody is ready that another person is ready for a chavir lehogi, and he has no way of saving the near death except by killing the Eidim. And suppose the law of the Baruch says, you cannot say, but say, there is an anti-Semitic government and they don't allow you to kill a Eidim who tries to kill a Jew. So there is no mitzvah, there is no heter to kill the Eidim. Of course there is a mitzvah to kill the Eidim. If he has no other way to say than the other, whether he can enforce it in tzius or not, openly. He has rishus, because there the rishus is given to Yochid, or let's say, Abba Makir's neighbor, Abba Rida's family, has rishus to chastise his son, or to chastise his family. Suppose the law forbids chastising his son, or just as I understood, there was a case not long ago in court, the court was divided whether a father or a teacher under certain circumstances has the right to use force to hit a child in order to discipline him. Suppose the law forbids it, he still is allowed. Of course, I wouldn't advise anybody to do it. But if the rishus is given to Yochid, so even if it cannot be enforced practically, then see us openly. But he also has rishus. Mashiachim the rishus of Moridim Lumayim, so that the Niri says, No, I have the sheet of Betis. It's in Betis Nation here. I mentioned last week. Zion will come. The really discusses the din of Meridian Mile that the most meaning. So he says, omission is passing that appears in Galaponim that he wrote. Achum na meridim. Sha'arab leza barab shimen nemar olof shemos aris le malchus al shenispaka be v'nisparsal in v'roshe v'apikosis u'dvor melu kulam tzrichem v'harbeiz b'yum deiz v'shiyiu meizne yoyiu mekevenes v'hem b'yat chachomim g'deim u'mveinu mago u'leilom al yirag lo shalom kalim shirudamim. So he says that when the Meridian is carried out, it has to be done by the daily ador, and they have to consider it very thoroughly and carefully. In other words, it's only the rishus is only given to the tzibur or the manigah tzibur. So daily ador are the manigah tzibur. So and only limita means. Why? Because that rishus that I discussed last week. Because the halacha, the zidin Rambam. In Perek Chesnu Chesrebu Amazik, halacha Yedal. Osa amosa rashozoma mumosa agira li shosol herde. Elohim kei. Huzak limse arise yonish shemo yimse achir umaisin bichol zman biori amarov laanish hamoschim shehuzeku limse momen neodom limse hamoschim biyadei vikuchovim leonshom ulakeisom uloschom kifirishom. What do you mean kifirishom? So he says laanish mean hamoschim means to have them killed. Leosom means to put them in prison, and lakish means to eat them, lasva means to put them in prison. Kipir Rishon. So why do Rambam have to say that it's muter lakishon? When the Rambam says it's muter lakishon, the answer is minimum moshrim yirin l'malim doesn't mean chas v'sholem. Just like that, it's muter. If the tzibo decides that as a nigda milse it's necessary to apply drastic measures against the minim and the moshrim in order they should not be mitzayah the tzibo, so the minim are mitzayah the tzibo on a spiritual level, and the moshrim are mitzayah the tzibo on a physical level. So if the tzibo or the manigi tzibo decide that it's indispensable for the protection of the tzibo to apply drastic measures against the mafsili tzibo and minimum moshrim are mafsili tzibo, so then they have rishus to do it. So to whom is the rishus moshrim to the tzibo? Not to Yochid. Yochid has no right to apply drastic measures against minimum moshrim. He has no rishus. The tzibo has rishus. But so the Miri says, Dei Ador. As a matter of fact, I heard from my father that the Miri mentioned in the morning, Bar Kamsi, so he was angry at the Klal Yisrael because he was ousted. He was ousted by the host. So he says, Midishaske Rabbanon, Dolmochesh Mamel Nichalu. So then he denounced Klal Yisrael to the Roman authorities, and he advised them to say, he said they rebelled against him. And they asked him, how do you know? So he said, yeah, this Simon, you send a behemoth that they should be makrif in Bis HaMikdosh. If they are makrif, so they don't know they didn't rebel against him. But if they refuse to be makrif, it's a riot that they rebelled against him. So they sent, they made him the shliach to deliver a behemoth to be makrif. And on the way, he put him in the behemoth. Then when they came, so the Chachomim at first wanted to be makrif because he was malchus. So the Chachomim al-Kula said, no, you shouldn't do it. So then the Chachomim said, when they saw that he was going to Rome, so they realized that he would probably make him a seer to kill it. So Rav Chaim Lapur said, no, shouldn't kill him. And Rav Chaim Lapur was the good ador of Rav Chaim Lapur. So then the Gemara says, I'm the seducer of Rav Chaim Lapur, Sorafes based in the Shem. Everybody has the kashya, why do you say I'm the Sunusei? What does it do with Anivis? Tzitkusei, Rachmanusei, why I'm the Sunusei? Everybody has this kashya. So my father said very simply, the Miri says that the union of Mabin and Malin is Mosu to the Dilado because they represent the Tzibo, they are the Manigyado, the Manigyad Tzibo. Kapshaya ben Akules was the Godlado. Was recognized by all the Tanoim as the God Lado. So Mimele, why did he say that we shouldn't do it? Because he did not consider himself as the God Lado. Everybody else considered him as the God Lado. Mimele, he's the Manika Tzibu, and he has the same rishus that is most of the Tzibu. So the Tzibu, but everybody considered him as the Godlador, but he was such a no-no. While everybody considered him as the Godlador, he didn't consider himself the Godlador. So I'm the Sunusei, Shokotzhar, Nakulas, Sorav, it's Nibushay. Sorav, it's Nibushay. In other words, it's most of the Tzibu. It's not like the Rishus that is given to an observer who sees someone is ready to Chachavir Leor. So that is Rishus that is most of the Yochid. One second. So if it is most of the Yochid, so then there is no halacha that one cannot have Rishus al Pidin if Bimtzias. He cannot enforce it over. Mashinti, the shoes is more so to the tzibo. It's gay. And to best, that means best. So, mele, one cannot have kia best, if the tzias he cannot enforce. When can somebody have kia best? A best is a body that is able to enforce. But if a best has to do something, furtively, clandestinely, and to make sure that the policeman or the detective doesn't see them, so then he doesn't have care of this. He doesn't have care of this. So this is why they, and the shoes of the Rebbe Lemaili, according to the Rambam, says they are mufka pesiot. But true, there is no lisiot, but there is aloche of Amirim Yadol Chavir in Nikro Roshe, even against the biggest Roshe. And even if he's a Roshe Gomu, who is in Klau and in Rimu Amayri, so he's not allowed to Amirim Yad, and if the Aronis Yad consists of Arige, so then he's Chai Nisli Shamayim, one second, Achiz Dimchon Lefesecha Medresh, Achiz Dimchon Lefesecha Medresh, so, but there is aloha of Mitzayir Atzibu. So the Rambam says, Umaisim b'chol zman b'ore amarov, l'amish ha-moschim shehur z'kol limsir nomin le'odom, v'limsir ha-moschim y'avirchovim, li'anshom u'lakeisom u'li'oschom kipirishom. So, he says, kipirishom. That was it, the big Tamil said, Tzirach HaShor requires, even l'anshom says l'anshom. But if the Tzirach HaShor requires only Le'akeisom, so it's Le'akeisom. If the Tzirach HaShor requires only Le'osre, put him in prison, so even was it. And in the Mechaber, in Simeshim Beches, he says, Ulkansom. Ulkansom, the Ram also says, Ulkansom. Suppose the Tzirach HaShor requires only, you should impose a monetary kind of time. That's all. So then he had no issues, put him in prison. It's not just like this. They're allowed to hurt him only if it's for the indispensable for the protection of the tzibur. So the degree of tfiyeh that is exercised must be commensurate with the necessity for the tzirach hatzibur. So that's why the Ram says, in regard to Muslim, and that means meaning the same thing. So it means a Muslim come lonshom, la kisom, ule ashom, kipirishom. Vichain kolameitza litzibo, tsaron, mutal mosre, piyaz gehovim, la kese, ule osre, ule kamse. So in Shimon Pichas, the Machaba mentions that being, what did the Ram have? If somebody is in Meitzah in Zibo, so it's mutter to be Meitzah in the mountains. So it's Chivas again. Chivas again in Moshin, Morin, Yitin, Marufe, Neodom, Reintim, Alai, or Biodom, Meitzah, Malchus, whether it's allowed. So he said, no, Ben Vadishem, Israel, you're not allowed. So the Chivas again said, only in the Tzah, Yochin. But Tzara Tzibo, you are allowed to measure the Tzibo. In other words, if somebody is a criminal who is ready to do harm to any member of the Tzibo, doesn't care. So then there is a head up in measuring the mountains. So the Reiragelo and the Goyen Sime Shimpeches say, how do we know that there is a loche that makes our tzibo, so we allow to mace in Malchus, that from the bright saying of the Zohar that Chovov, Haminim v'amosrim, some Meridim Remayim. So the Heter is based upon the fact that Minim v'amosrim are all from Mitzar HaTzibo. As the Rambam says, aber im Perkyuden Chesav Rizor, Haloche Aleph, aber am Mosrim wa Apikorsim in Yisroel, hoyo din li abdom biyad u lo yridon ad bir shachas, mitnei shoyo mitzirim li Yisroel u mitzirim es om ach ad Hashem. So mitzirim li Yisroel, that's in connection with Mosrim, and mitzirim es om ach ad Hashem, that's in connection with the meaning. So in other words, the heter, why is there issues for the tzibur or the manigya tzibur to apply drastic measures against minimum masrim because they are mitzari tzibur? So minim are mitzari tzibur on a spiritual level and masrim are mitzari tzibur on a physical level. So the Beragilo says that's the mokia for this aloch of mitzari tzibur mutar nisim. And the Goyin also says the same thing, because Mitzar HaTzibur is like Bosar, and Bosar is like me, the same thing. But the question is, how is it that the Rambam makes a distinction between Mitzar HaTzibur and Minimum Muslim? In regard to Mitzar, to Minimum Muslim, he says, Umaisim beholds man beori amarov, lanish ha-Muslim shehuzu kuminse molini odom, so even Lansham is mutter under certain circumstances. If this is indispensable for the protection of Tzibo, but Chinko Ameitza Tzibo Tzaro mutter Mosre Yavi Chovin Ulakesi Uli Osre Uli Kamse. So he doesn't say Lansham. He only says La Kisi or Osre Uli Kamse. Why not Lansham? There's a difference. Because the minimum Muslim are Mufkaf Lisiyotzach. Why are minimum Muslim Mufkaf Lisiyotzach? So the Chinuch in the Leisus of Lisiyotzach says because of Aved Rishon Bina. So minimum Muslim come within the out because there's a Kosuch of Aved Rishon Bina. So that's a Fkoye of Lisiyotzach. But that doesn't mean that it's Yitzhak to kill them has shown. But there is still a loche without reshus if somebody is in Yad in the Roshe and if he's here in Yad of Harige, so then it's Chayim Bizri Shemayim. So then, so we have to resort to reshus. Who has reshus? The Tzibur has reshus to apply a Romes Yad against Mafsidi Tzibur. Some male, but in respect to another Mitzayar HaTzibur, let's say, Eisid B'Ziyufish does. So let's say, if somebody, it's Mutter, to report to the Malchus, a Jew who is involved in smuggling, because if he's involved, if a Jew is involved in smuggling, so then it will hurt the whole Jewish community, so it's Mitzayar HaTzibur. So if somebody sees it as Yiddish Torahs, so it's put on the Israel Malchus. But only the Israel Malchus can be put in prison, but not Chassid Sholem. It is a result of reporting the Malchus will kill him. There is no way. Why? Because Mitzayar HaTzibur is not Mufti of Lisiyotzach. Mashenki minimum Muslim are Mufti of Lisiyotzach anyway. But without reshus, so the Nahuah is in the But the Tzibur has a right under certain Yidamil, so it's here at Hashor, to be there in Yad, even if Harige is indispensable for the Hatzores HaTzibur, so even that can be done. Mashein Kim Tzar HaTzibur, somebody who is hasting his Yiddish Torahs, so we can only report in the Malchus, the Osrei, Lakeisi, the Kansei, but not Leonshei, because of the evil is here, So that's why the Rambam intends to say that even the Yadayim is only Shaya. If it's Yesh, you're the people, the name is Marabayis, because it's not the limit key force, so the CSC cannot enforce. is in tzias, he cannot enforce it, since the rishus is not moser to every individual Jew, but it's moser to best to tzibur. And the best, the dilador, they represent the tzibur. So mele kia best is not chayah if they cannot enforce it. It's not chayah to say kia best because I do it further. Kia best, when is chayah to say kia best if you can do it open? That's why the Chinuch says, he knows, in the process is made, the picture. So, only if we have reshus from the Malchus to be done in the process. But if we don't have reshus from the Malchus, even if there is a Tzerashot, since we cannot enforce it, so we can't be seriously from the reshus. But I wouldn't say it in regard to reshus of Abba Makkah's name, Rav Avedis Talmidei, because that is a reshus that is more so not to Bezdin, but every Yochid. So then it's not necessary that he should be able to enforce it. So that's the Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, Yosef Shevet Mihudo, Umuchet in the Rav. So Yosef Shevet Mihudo, Rosh Kol Yosef Biboda. So he says, Loshin Shore, Yeshlem Rishus, Lo hafkia the hefka bezin hefka. The Sharidin is on. So Rashi says, she reached them kia who shoes is not the part. But the reason is because there is a special Zerzakos of Shivet Yehuda. And the Rambam says, we can lock him in anything, because the Stasis also says, because they are Mizera Dovitz, then. So they are in King Melech. That's the reason as to why they are allowed to exercise force. So why does Rashi mention the fact that Malchus Poras gave them the shoes? That's not the real reason. Of course, on a practical level, if Malchus Poras had not authorized them, they wouldn't be able to do it. But that's not the reason as to why they're here. No, the answer is the reason as to why they have the shoes, because the Rosh Kodesh is considered as a melech, as the money gives for them. And King Melech, just the Melech is a Maniki soil, and he represents Klaui soil, so the Rosh Galuse also represents Klaui soil. And the Tzibo has the right to exercise Kriya. But since it's not a Rishus that is Moshe to every Yochid, but it's a Rishus that is Moshe to the Tzibo, and to Gezden, some male, he cannot enforce it, he has no Rishus already. So he's a male yard. So that's why Rashi mentions Sheyeshlem Keachu Rishus Mis Malchapas. Now I want to mention something else. One second, please. Rashi says so I mentioned last week that my father said that this halacha that he mentioned Shchono in Siman Beis, that even Bizman Hazeh, so the daily ador can be done in the foshes, so it doesn't mean that they can be done in the foshes for every other has to be shalom. The Gemara that Tzadik in Yibome says that the business why business is making the ancient Maisi Be'achot Charocha Vlasus B'Shabes, the view of business Kulur. Why? Because Yeshkiach v'yad bezdin la'akadolom nad de'iro l'fisho l'miyamuz. So the reason was because bezdin has a kiach to be ikadolom nad de'iro. So they were ikadolisir tzoch l'fisho. And the Mukiyis in Sanhedrin says that bezdin makilation is only mosul to bezdin akon. Not to any other bezdin. Not even smuch of Sanhedrin Tam. But only bezdin akon. Why? Because the Gemara says it's based upon the law of Bajir. Another Bezin, Bizman Hazeh, does not have a Keach Hachir, only Bezin Agodu has a Keach Hachir. But we saw that the Rambam, in Hilchas Mamrim, when he discusses the Alochas, the Keiches of Bezin Agodu, he mentioned Bezin Makedenshi. But in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he mentions the aloha of Bezin Makedenshi, and then he doesn't say die in the whole time. Then he mentions after that, so Aloha Dawa dimensions Bismarck dimension. There he uses the expression the Bez, but he doesn't say the homework in the Holzman. But then Aloha he says the Chemyeshli Bez, the homework in the Holzman. In Aloha Dawa he doesn't mention the homework in the Holzman. But in Aloha he says וכן יש לבז לו בכל מוקים ולכל זמן והוא כסוד המשכנוע שלו and then he says in our חבור וכן יש לדיים תום what do you mean תום? even בזמן הזה להפקיע מונה שיש לבעל then he says in our חזיין וכן יש לדיים לנדיס ולהחר then he says in our חס וכן יש לדיים לסיס מריבו עם הרוא לא רבימי ולכל לילקסת ויש לסערי ולהשביע בלקים בעל כורחי שלא יעשו ושלא יעשו שנאמר את בגמורי אם נתקופים בפוזיים בורי דימום בקלום בקאפ בעקנן הנושם so on so here he says בכל מוקים ובכל זמן and die why but to be damned in the fascists that's only there's not good not בכל מוקים ובכל זמן because there's not good who can be each year be some sincere source with each other. Machine came. Not best, not at all, so they have to be shoes. But to kill the fascists, that involves any self sincere source. So without Akira, they cannot do it. Without Akira, cannot do it. Machine came. Hakoyim, Sasurim, other armies, they do not involve any self sincere source. Some melee, Tzibur and Bezdin, these came at Tzibur under certain circumstances, they have a right to do it. So that's why the Rambam in the Chesedim Mazik, so he mentioned the Aloha of Meribim Lemaili together with the Aloha of Mitzara Tzibur. But in respect to Meribim Lemaili, he says, the Umaisin, the Marov, remains from the Malchus Leonshom, Lakisom, Lostrom, Kitavishom, even Leonshom. The Heinkon, Sayers Hatzibo, Mutter, Lemais, Le Malchus, this is Lakisi, Lostrom, you can't say, but he doesn't say Leonshom. Leonshinat. So my father said, when the Machaber says, the Sinan Beis, the Machaber, Amor, that the Machaber says, that you can be managed in the process. The Lida Milse, if it is the Lador, I mean, or Shim Chumitzibu, Besna Lehen, so that's only in regard to those who are Meribim Lemaili. And the Tumim also says the same thing. But the Tumim says, those who are Mishmodim, Meribim Lemaili, or Rotzchim. Why is Rotzchim different? Because Baritzeach, there is a special halacha of Kiladam. So in Meile, there is the Heker. And the Rambam says that every Baritzeach is amazing, the Rambam is really called amazing. If the Kiladam is children, so he's not Chayim Nisa, he's Potter. So since in Meile, the Rambam says that when somebody is Baritzeach is amazing, so Bezdin has to appoint someone as a Giladam to execute a Ritzeach. So Miller, there is a local Giladam for Ritzeach. And he is not even a Ritzeach. So Miller, if the Bezdin finds a Ritzeach Hashor to meet out capital punishment against Otzrim, so Miller, they can appoint someone as a Giladam, or they themselves become the Giladam. Mimele, there is no Yisra Ritzich. And as far as the Shus is concerned, so there is Aloche. I mean, the Bezdin, under certain circumstances, in Midna Milse, has the Shus. But in order to have the Shus, it's a Bezdin, you have to be able to enforce it. If you're not able to enforce it, then you cannot believe it. Or within you cannot believe it. So it's Sarom Siyad, that's why Rashi says, and the Gautam is going to say, because the head was authorized by Malchus Pars. Now, I just want to mention, in conjunction with this halacha, something that I heard years ago from my father, Rabbi Shibah, which sheds light on a certain Rambam, which is in line with what was mentioned until now. That's in Hilchos Shavuos. The Rambam Perkei Hilchos Shavuos, Halacha Tezayin, says as follows. Nishba likayem es hamitzveh, beloi kiyem tota mishum shvaz bidu. Kesa, gen shenishba sheyase lulem, oy suke, oy sheyitin tzdoka leoni, oy sheyoyid le, im yeda leedis, im yoda leedis, veloi oso, veloi nosam veloi, harize tota mishum shvaz bidu, shen shvaz bidu cholo, אלו על דילי הרשוס, שאם רוצו איסה ומרוצו אין איסה, שנאמר להורה ולהיד. לפיכוך, כל הנשבע להורה לאחרים, פוטה משפרס ביטו. כי שנשבע שיקס פלני, או יקללנו, או יגזו ממני, או ימסרנו בידנוס, מפני שהוא מצווה שלו יעסיס. ויאיר לי, שהוא לא כמשום שפרס. זה מישהו מפרשס. Nishba levatos and mitz, there is leikim shvashot. All of a sudden, the Rambam says, v'yirali, very strange. So I heard from my brother, that's in line with what I said, because the Rambam is not telling us that if somebody takes his shvuyeh to be mikaleil, and of the mikosha in Israel, or to be maken of the mikosha, כן שניש בשיאקס פלני או יקלרנו או יגזו ממני או ימסרנו בידנוס. The Rambam does not have that in such case. Then the Rambam mentioned over there, it's a mission of Fereshes, Nishba Lechol, Nishba Sheyecho Min Aloch Yidveiz, Nishba Sheyecho Min Veilu Yitrei Petach Hayitzben Nisur Etere, Hale Zalekim Shrashov, Bein Ochal, Bein Lo Ochal. So why is Hakoyer the love of this is like he say, I mean, or Chloe of Skalcheresh or Nostantum Soya, different than the love of the Bailo Trade. So that's the proportion. The Rambam means, because the Rambam says, because he has no reshus, he mentions, Sheishpu has bitu cholo al divri al reshus. But suppose he takes his shvuyeh to be makir rosh, even one who is meridim lemayli. So there is no iser, there is no vole, there is no iser of akoye, and there is no iser of the six leader, because since there is no iser of the siotzoch. So the male, so with him, or many, more on the gufe. So it's halacha. So it's still shasha. Why? Because he has no reshus. Who has reshus? Bezin has reshus. But Bezin didn't think shwe, Yochit didn't think shwe. So it's also like shasha. Now the question is this. So bishlein me yakes pleini, yigzom ameini, oyim sereno biyadanos. All right, that we understand, because it's a Yirmiyah. But the Rambam mentions Yoyi Kalenu, that kind of Aramis Yad, the scrolling involved. So if the Rambam does not have reference to Mikal Lech and Kosham Yisrael, then it's a lot of Reise, so it's already mentioned Aloch Yibbeis. What kind of a Yirali is it? Yirali. So the Rambam is referenced to Mikalel Roshi, and Eisim Aisamcho, Eitzduki. So why is it in the shoes? The answer is, in a certain sense, even Chloe is considered a Ramesiyah. Verbal violence, I mean Chloe, but I say it like this, or you say, oh, like that's just a drosha, a nice drosha. But I'll show you that it's mentioned in the Gemara. Nezon daf kuf tes omad beis. The same Gemara. Rabbi Shua ben Levi have a mitzaya le yahu mine bikoi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi had a neighbor, a mine, not cares, who tortured him. Not physical torture, but he shook him and everything. So he wanted to curse him. But he wanted to curse him in the Shazam Yishalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he was tried to be mechada in that moment of Shazam Yishalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So kimot ha'ishayte nimi. So he fell asleep. Omash mamino, see, we also ignore him brochen of life. And it's an error. Labu ra'ar le'medetoche. V'rachamov al kol masok. U'ksid gamanish la'tzadik lo'itei. Words, he just had to curse a mean. And he was not a gentleman, he was a chutzpah niktua, I mean, he was mitzayah, constantly arrested. Still, so he just had to curse a mean. So this is the kashi, meaning the original in my room. This is here, boss. So this is. Loy hoyle litre, kisosa litre de shamai, ulanish, mishen reitz manish, afal pishe bis man abbeis, hoyle mita lehörde mir rein. Again, this is 7%, abbeis, but when you abbeis, it's much a very different. So, you mita lehörde mir rein, but still it's not a curse. So, why should cursing be more humble than killing mir rein? It's strange. But the answer is, the Yadayim is not mutar to kill him just like that. If the Dele Ador find that the Tzir Hasho, in order to protect the Tzibo, to... So really, Kia, there was not this special Tzir Hasho. Oh, I mean to protect the people, to curse them immediately right there. He arrested and showed the lady, but it wasn't indispensable for the protection of the people. So Mele is Osea to curse. And why is it also to curse him? Two reasons. First of all, because the Racham of Alkom Masu. Then, Gamamesh Latzadi Gumi. why do you mean a nation of having great pain? So Rashi, so then the Gemara in Shabbos says, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that a nation of having great pain, called, Kol shechaber imena shal yodei, eimam machis neisei b'mchitzosi shalach ha-bimor. Another person cursed him, so the person who cursed him is a machis neisei b'mchitzosi shalach ha-bimor. So the Gemara said, how do you know that? So he says, El Miochet, that took them test, So, what do you mean, Toy? That if somebody in Tzadik is managed, it hurts Kirosh in me. So it's not Toy, it's not ideal to me. The Tzadik is a Toy. The Tzadik is a Toy. Because, Ein Toy, Elora, Oxides, Kirochi, So, tzadik atad Hashem, v'yobo din duch hara. So, in other words, somebody in the color in me, if it is indispensable for the protection of tzibur, of course, he is not a rachas mishmur. Allowed even to meet out capital punishment against me. But it's not indispensable for the protection of the tzibur. So then he's a rat. And Rashi says, he's a chayte. So in other words, that means Bloni is also a Messiah. It's verbal of a Messiah. So Bloni is a Messiah. So Mele is somebody without a shiz. It's in color just because Best in his, the hidden day in the table. That's what Rashi says. Sadi kamanish hareyora. But, of course, if it's necessary, we need a mil se. He can even meet out capital punishment, or has come of a hammer, that he can meet out verbal violence, glory. So in other words, so Chloe is also Avamasyat. Without the Issa, there is no love of the Issa Chloe. The Issa has come on me. Even Adi, a regular Rosh, and Echon Ibeles, the Mumal Jordan, so there is no love of the Issa Chloe. But there is another Allah, that if somebody is near the Yah, the Lord is his. So the Rosh, not only Avamasyat, the Takoyim, Zeyrim, but even Chloe, that's also Avamasyat. That's verbal violence. Chloe is verbal violence. It's no ticket to the entire people. Jews or mountains. If it's necessary, it's necessary. But, so who can do it? Dresden can do it. Not in Yochid. So he's a rat, he's a chayte, that's all Sarah Messiah. So Memele, I asked my brother said, to explain the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Yirali, she raking, she rashov. So the question is, why Yirali? That's an issue for Russia. And the Rambam mentioned it already in Alochim Beis. So my brother said, no, it means, because the Rambam discusses Shemesh was due to cholo al divri al shush, shem rotza eise bim le rotza eine eise, shenem al hor al lehidi. So we have in the Rambam, we have the same halacha in the Yisa in the Rambam. It is something that does not involve any Yisa. But it's Leir Rishus. So let's say, if somebody decides to go on a hunger strike, what kind of Yisa is here to not even see? So it's completely passive. But he has no Rishus. He has no Rishus to be here in Tzatzi. Ach, it's been from a Shusech and Everish. Some male, it's Ishra Shofn in his day. So here the Rambam says, Fichach kol anish al hor achet. Don't even give a Tzachim, or Israel, Goyim, Rishoyim, Atikosim, Moslem, don't even give a Tzachim. Fichach kol anish al hor achet, and what am I saying? Somebody take his way that he make Dr. Shiva. So you be special. Oi Kalulenu. Oi Yigzil Mameine. Oi Yigzilenu Biadanos. If they show you special glasses, why the Rabo or his Kalaharish, you don't even fly to Dr. Shiva. So you have his foil. But without Rishus, a Yochid has no Rishus. First he has Rishus on the certain circumstances. And there are doors that we have to be marveled under. So the Rambam says, the Yirali Shulei Kishvashon. So it's Yirali, it's a Hiddush. Because the Mishnah Fereshes applies to someone when somebody is maki, when he's either alive or when he's lakisi or he's a kalachesh. But here, when there is no love, but there is a loche, if somebody takes his shvuah to do something that he has no wishes to do, so mele is his shvuah. All right, that will be all. I just want to spend a few minutes on that meeting. Now let's see, first of all, I mentioned that there is a machlekes v'shem. There is a machlekes v'shem in Jesus and the Rambam on one hand, and the Rach and the Rosh on the other. According to Jesus and the Rambam, in the reading of the Mile, twice two things. His man she obeyed his people. So then he said, Hato, first he has a right. He need a meal set even to marry your dying. His man she obeyed his people. And his man she obeyed his people. So then the dying or I'll come and ask. But I'll be here as a tzole, yes. What do you mean here as a tzole? Still in the day, yeah. So to the Mesia, the Sulam. So the Biyarin Abizora says, only the Sulam belongs to him. But if the Sulam doesn't belong to him, now, what's the difference when the Sulam belongs to him or the Sulam does not belong to him? The answer is, if the Sulam doesn't belong to him, then it's a Gromer of the Tzircha. And Gromer of the Tzircha, even according to the Rambam and Caseless, so only this man should be a tkifo, but it's not a man should be a tkifo now. So, but if it doesn't belong to him, then it's not Gromi. Then it's only an Indian of Haromesiyat, but Gromi it is. How, why is that so? So we see that there is nothing in it now. Gemorim Bavakame, that Chobobam at Bay says, Veyomarab, Zora Queen Reisha Gad, Bo Yotacht of Korim Yuchsoseis, Bo Achei of the Silkon, O Yikidim the Silkon Pot. If somebody, let's say Ruben, wraps a Kele that belongs to Levi from the Reisha Gad. But he wraps it, he stands on the roof and he wraps it on the street there. And but on the place where it's destined to fall, there are pillows, blankets. So when he wraps it, it's not destined to break because there are pillows. So then Shimon sees the Ruvei wraps the kele from the roof, so he rushes and he takes away. He's motivated by a lot of consideration, so he takes away the pillow so that the kele would break. So Ruvei is poter and Shimon is poter. Ruvei is poter because at the time when he did his so-called Maase Hezek, it wasn't a Maase Hezek. He became a Maase Hezek after his act, because when he dropped the kele, it was destined to fall upon pillows. It wasn't destined to break, so it's not. He's not a Mazik. And Shimon is also poter because it's only Gromek. It's only a Gromek. And Gomel is often his potamini odom. So both are potamini. Zora kelem reshagad, but it has to cross it, bracha b'silkom, or ikidem b'silkom is also potamini. Even Ruben, let's say, drops a kelem reshagad, well, Ruben has to be very, very quick in his action, very dynamic, to do such a thing. So if Ruben drops a kelem from the reshagad, but he sees that there are pillows, the kele will not break, so he jumps down from the gag, I mean, he does it in a very quick manner, and then he rushes and removes, he has to be very quick, and then he removes the pillows in order that the kele should break. So he did both things, he's also fine, because you can be hiding on the basis of two acts. First, the primary act of dropping the kele. So when he dropped the kele, so the circumstances were such character that the kele was not destined to break, so there was no maize. Then you can consider another mechayim, because the removal of the pillows, so that's only a gromek. So even though he did both, he still put the first thing is put out because it's not a maize, because it wasn't destined to break. The second act, he lost the gromek. So it's but my time did not be shad yet psuke nifsike geir. Why is it potter? The one who dropped the shlein, the one who is salen. So that's gone. But the one who dropped, why is it potter? It's not gone to the dying is dropped. The answer is, it's not in my sense, because under the circumstances existing at that moment when it dropped, it couldn't break. So in other words, it broke because of the change in the circumstances, because the pillows, the blankets were moved. Now the Rif and the Rambam, they passed in that the one who dropped is water, because nobody said, but the one who removed the pillows is high. But Rabbi says, the one who removed the pillows is also potter, and even the same person who dropped and he removed the pillows is still potter. So it's rabbi timing, because until the Tagedol is a machlekes, it's a machlekes anoyim between Rabbeinu and Rabbonon, and the Rabbeinu says Gami is high. And in other words, there is a difference between Gami and Komet. What is Gami? Gami is also Komet, but it's a different kind of Komet. So there are all kinds of shikes. What the difference, but Gami is very similar to Gami, but it's certain type of Gami. So, what we say here is because happy goes, because whatever. So Yami Sodak Rabbanon say Yami's body. And Rameya says Yami's high. Rabbi Paskins like Rabbanon, the Yami's butter. So it's Rabbi Lishitose, the leaf says that. Rabbi Lishitose, because he Paskins like Rabbanon of Rameya, the Yami's butter. So that's why the Misali of the Kormuchsose is his butter. Machinti, we Paskin like Rameya. So, as far as the one who stopped is concerned, he's potter, because there's nothing to do with Gami Grome. There it's not in my head to call together, because it wasn't destined to break. But the one who is selling the Kormuch sources, so according to Rabbi, he's potter, because Rabbi is tossing Gami, he's potter. But since we passed in Gami is higher, so he's higher. And this is the Kromel that is the proximate cause of Bari Ezekiel. The Machlek Rishen, what's the difference between Gami and Kromel? Some Rishen say the difference between Gami and Kromel consists that in the case of Gami is also Kromel, but it's Bari Ezekiel. And Kromel is not Bari Ezekiel, it's in Shasek Kaubi Shal Chaveire. There's Kromel because it's not a sure thing that when you decide to tell it, that will bite. Sometimes inside the caliph, and the caliph doesn't bite. So it's not Borezei, it's not changing. When the Kromel is Borezei, so then it's Gami. And other Rishayim say, the difference between Shasek Kaubi, let's say, and this kind of the Kromel is because in Shasek Kaubi, so the inciting the caliph is not a proximate cause. It's a remote cause. Because who is the proximate cause of injury? The caliph himself. Mashainchin here, this is the closest cause. It's a proximate cause, not a remote cause. So maybe there's some anyway. The Rif and the Rambam, they say that as far as the one with the zeal is concerned, so his brother. There's nothing to do with Gami Kormi. But as far as the Misalik Akormos is concerned, it's Rabbi Shitose who passes the Gami is butter, but since we pass like the Mea Gami is higher, so the Misali Kakorum of Sose is higher. And so then, the Hashem is in Gobetes, in the Kame, Aram is Sakutin. Ulim Sak Kosavaram is a cotte, the Zelishin Kosavaram of that. The Hirchad is Zora Kirim Shal Habere, Al Gavikorn of Sosin Shal Balakir, the Kirim Balakir, the Zilik is a Korim of Sosin Tachdor, Hare Azirik Hayim Tashun, Lim Hoyo Zirik Kirim Shalay Al Korim of Sosin. קורן חסוסי שלאי שמעתם כמעט תחתן חי וחוב ואם הוא יוזיר את גירים של חביר על גבי קורן חסוסי של בלעקים כאלה תחת מסוג עם הבעקים ונתנו משל נחתן על ווי ודמיסה לי תסחי וסלטם עד so סוגן דרם מסעקת וסייז וניחד דה בקורן חסוסי של מסעו וכי דה ניסיל קום נראה לי נעדו נחי וחי הזה אַפֿאַל דאַב די קאָגן מיט דעם טייל, די מוז אומא די דינג די שאַלטן. אַן אַ קאַטעגאָריע קאָמט צו די רעמבאַ. says the Misali is spotted out because Rabbi Shito says Dami is spotted. But we passed in the Dami is higher, and Dami is also gone, but it's a certain type of gone. So it's a partial person, but essentially it's gone. It's a certain type of gone. But it's gone, it's not magic again. So we magic again, the really machlis is the noise, it's a mere of them. So that's only if the Korim of Sosis do not belong to the Misal. But if the Korim of Sosis belong to the Misal, then it's what that, because you can say, did he or the Shafel? In other words, it's not even gone. If it's not gone, so it couldn't be done. If it's not gone, it couldn't be done. So in other words, that's the reason why he really says, as he really says, those of the shame say that the reason of my own only requires you have to have certain circumstances to be solid the Sulam. So it's only if the Sulam belongs to you. So then it's not even honor. But those who are not being mostly, so whether it is gone or it is not gone, it doesn't matter. A miryadi is. A miryadi is because actually he prevents the atzole of the person. So you'll be hired using Shemayim mitzad the parashi neach. Or as dimcham nafisich and everish, and we said yesterday, that doesn't depend upon the Yisrael Mitzich. If it's a vomesyad of harige, so it's hired using Shemayim. Mashein kim aminu mosrim hu amufke of so but aminu mosrim there is it's a hasho so really a do after Judea liberation they have to be shoes to be male young but if the Sulam doesn't belong to him, then it's a real Gromme. And according to the Rach and the Rosh, real Gromme is not Mutter. Only the kind of Aromes Yad that does not involve Gromme. And if the Sulam belongs to him, so as the Rami Sataki says, the Deya is not Chayim's Dami. So why? Because it's not even Gromme. There, by Mazik Momen, we have a distinction between two kinds of comics. But the reason is why it's important is not because it's not Dami, but comic is. It's not even comic. Some melee, there is a heter, we see a hashor, like this in the group. But if it doesn't belong to him, let's say, it belongs to the mean of the Moser, or it's a full of threats, I'm not here. So the male is a real woman. Real woman comes to the Rach and the Rosh. There is no heka because it comes to the Rach and the Rosh. We know Muslim are not mukhe of the Isar of the Sea. That's the reason. Now I just want to go over the Hadmish. Because everybody says the Hadmish was the Hadmish. Hadmish was the Hadmish. And here is the And the Rambam in the Buchim says it, I mentioned last week. Everybody says that the Chazmish was the Chazmish. The Chazmish was not the Chazmish. There is one thing that is, of course, the Chazmish says it, but that's not a real Chidush. I mean, it's in the report. Everybody mentions the Chazmish, but sometimes the Chazmish is misunderstood. Chazmish in Simon Bey's Anur Hashri. But many times there was a Vasco that was also a high form of Rakesh. And of course in Mexico, it's a Diki Hador Tachas Hashkoch of Hotis Hanirez Lein Ko. In other words, what did he say? He said Hasnish was a very big diet in his Losh. It's a Diki Hador Tachas Hashkoch of Hotis Hanirez Lein Ko. In other words, Hashkoch of Hotis is saying that non-Jews, pagans, tzaddikim, rishonim, has every human being. So whether it is saint or a girl, the subject has got a purpose. But it's not the same kind of has got a purpose. There has got a purpose to this, and there is a, which is natural, and there is a that operates within the framework of nature, I mean, in such a way that no one will be impressed with that one. But it's a big ador, tachas hashkocho pachotis hanir Israel kov. It's a big ador were subject, were governed by hashkocho pachotis that is metanatural. That doesn't mean supernatural. Supernatural, so even by Shani, you know, supernatural that occurred, you know, in the Bais Rishon, that occurred in the Bais Rishon. Of course, I'm not needless to mention, I mean, in Elisha Rabbeinu, so then everything was supernatural. But I mean, in the Bais Rishon, so Leo and Elisha, they showed Nisim that was supernatural, that infringed upon the laws of nature. But in the Bais Sheni, they were miracles, but metanatural miracles. Not supernatural. There is a difference between a metanatural miracle and a supernatural. A supernatural miracle is a miracle that infringes upon the laws of nature. Like the Samachim in Israel, Kriyas Yamsu, or even later in the Bais Rishon, and in Yom Chayimisi, in Elisha, these were supernatural miracles. It's a miracle. There's no scientist to explain. No scientist to explain. All right, there are some pseudoscientists who wrote books and they try to explain it to the council. That's a way, but in my opinion, it's a lot of nonsense. I mean, it couldn't be explained. It couldn't be explained. That's supernatural. But in Bais Sheni, the warning is that could be explained, besides Baskov, that hasn't mentions Baskov, but besides Baskov, even today, sometimes, something happens that is not natural. It's not natural. I saw it with my own grandchild several times. Certain things have happened when doctors gave him up, and he said he couldn't survive for more than 4 months, and then for couldn't survive for more than 3 weeks, and then he couldn't survive him overnight when he became unconscious, and he regained his consciousness. So they explain it. They explain it very well. And how they explain it, he became unconscious, and then the doctor said, he will not wake up. But my son Moshe said, he has to talk and he will wake up. And then he woke up. And then they took the GPS, and it was even in better condition, a little better than it was a year ago. So how do you explain it? They explain it. Doctors can explain everything. So they explain it. Why? Because he suffered internal bleeding. So usually when you suffer internal bleeding, so there is not enough oxygen going into the brain, so he suffers irreparable damage. But they say what has happened, so the loss of oxygen impaired the tumor, but not the brain itself. So it can be explained. It can be explained. It's a very wonderful explanation. But it's metanatural. You see, why I say metanatural? In other words, natural means the doctor can predict it before it happens. But if before it happens, he says it cannot survive overnight. And then he explains that, so then it's mathematical. So, today, unfortunately, until we some Mashiach, we are not zeiche for supernatural miracles. Not zeiche. I don't think that it ever happens, a supernatural miracle. Until we some Mashiach, there won't be supernatural, unfortunately, supernatural miracle. And the Rambam says that even we some Mashiach, usually, there will not be a supernatural miracle. Like Shmuel said, there will not be miracles that will infringe upon the laws of nature. But metanatural miracles do take place. So he says, but even metanatural miracles only happen on real occasions, you know. Not what Rishaini says, metanatural heritage. And miracles happen to the Tzaddiki Ador constantly. So Mimele says, the Tzaddiki Ador tachas hashgoche protis hamiris leim kol v'akeif binoz hu binilizus miyuchedes v'atoas hayetzer litaydes v'efteres v'oz ho yodbiu v'shoim didri shalilom sh'ato yodu ka'adoch hasadeir maybe Puronius Leilon, who maybe Deva Vichere Viral Bailon, Avotismana Helen, Shenichriso Munom Dalasom, Ainbi Maise Rode Gedera Pierso, Eloisopas Pierso, Shiye Bineem Kimaisa Ashkose, the Almus Hasnisholem, the Hidden Shaholats, Maino Lisaki, Ain Hadine Bisho, Shane Beitikun. ועולנו להחזירם בעביס ישעבו ולעמידם בקרן אירו ומה שיודענו מגס. It would be wonderful if all the Kanoi today in Israel could assume the liberty and to usurp the authority to be Kanoi and to set fire to the Bosnian booths. Because there are indecent pictures, if they would learn a little more. I mean, instead of carrying down canoes just to sit down and learn, and to look in the Chazanish and understand the Chazanish. Not to pull the Chazanish just like that without knowing the Gemara and knowing the Vishenim. So you can't, in order to understand what the Chazanish says, you have to go into the old materials. The same thing is true about certain people today who quote Rabbi Moshe Feinstein without understanding the Gemaras that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein mentions in the Rishonim. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein pshokim, some of the pshokim are being misunderstood. So the Chazon, if this one says, V'chidn shekol atzmeinu lisakim in adinei bishor she'im b'tikun ועולנו להחזירם בעביס ישעבו ולעמידם בקרנרו במה שיודענו מדס. In other words, today, בזמן הזה, the whole din of Megidno and Mario is not Shalach. What's the Shalach? So this Chazanish is also misquoted and misunderstood. Many quote sincerely, even scholars, they quote the Chazanish, that the Chazanish said, that today there is no din apikeres because there is no missing gluim, so there is no din apikeres. I see the din apikeres would be made only in his mom when the missing gluim. I mean, it's not so. The Chazanish says, so some understand the Chazanish meant that today every kefer is an honest. It's not so. Somebody was raised, you know, by parents who are kafirim, so he's an anus. But if somebody was raised by parents who manim and who gave him a Jewish education, he's not an anus. So he's not like the stupid baishusi. The Chazanish doesn't say in regard to mumer that today a stupid does not have a din of mumer. It depends. It's the same semen the Chazanish is mentioned the Chiyus HaRambam, that there is a difference in the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim and the Rambam in Hilchos Mishneh. The difference between Tzodik HaBayishus, Yorkim of Chilo, Daitam HaKalo, Shlus Yivom, and those who are late. But of course, they are because in the day you are not in the Chinibos. But the Pshat in Chazanish is not that if there are no missing ruins, so then everybody is honest. Not the missing. Honest is an honest. It has to be determined. And the merits of the situation, whether a particular keeper is an honest or a particular keeper is not an honest. He says something else. Because the Edmir says, the Chazanish says the same thing like the Edmir. What you mean? One more point. What did the Edmir say? That an original violin can be done by Deli Adon. And the Chazanish says the same thing. V'nira digmar din l'imiridin tzol rebezin shalshleishon. It doesn't require mardin like mardin of the Porsches. It requires mardin of Sanhedrin. But it's not the Yochid cannot enforce the din of Meridin Lion has to show him. But he's in Meirin Yad, he's the Roshe, and if he kills someone, even al dikrome, he's chayim nisim nishamayim. The biggest Roshe and the biggest place is Madiach. He's a Ritzeach if he does it on his own. The Miri says, in the Rotame, it's more so to the Deil Ador. What do you mean Deil Ador? Because they represent the Tzibo. So it's the Aloche, the Shekhanoch Paskins, the Simen Beis, that even based today, Deil Ador can meet out capital punishment. The Nida Mil says, if they have the shoes from the Malchus, as the Miri says in Sanhedrin. In other words, so that's the Pshat, you're being looked for. So Memele, the Heter is only more so to Besdin, and the Besdin can do it only in the Miri. That the Miri says. But he adds one point today, that there are so many Eimamini. So today there is not a single case of Nidamus. On the contrary, if somebody will apply drastic measures, with violence against apicosis, so promote apicosis, it will be just the reverse. Abo bismana helen, when there are no missing gluing, when there are missing gluing, so then even the patient will realize that there is a need, a mil say, in applying drastic measures against apicosis. But when there is Helen, not Gilipani, but Helen Pony, so then, Shenichri so emuno min dalas haom, eindi maiso yugode gedar apriyotso, elu yusofas apriyotso, shenir binein ki maisa ashkoses daumus chafusholem. So, the Chidin Shetoa Tzmeil is saying, Ein Adinei Bisho Hashem Betikon. So when a Hatek Itanoi sets fire to a post before booth, what does he do? He promotes apicosis. He doesn't counteract apicosis. He does just the reverse. So he's a Roshe. And I wouldn't even say Chayte, because these youngsters cannot be considered charity for the chutzpah that they take the initiative in doing such things. Why don't they consult the Prinzal Minorba whether it's the proper thing to do? And no God will do the matter. So they're not initiating, they're just reshoring. And they promote apicosis. That's why I mentioned. But I want to point out that the Pshat in Chazanish is not everybody in honest. Has to show it. The apicosim, then the Rambam says, even the Tzukim by Susim, who were raised by parents Tzukim by Susim, but he showed Chutzpah and the Mecharit and the Gadi, the Chazal, the Chachomim, so then they have done Kedidin of an Onus. Shayach to say Onus, the person doesn't believe. So he's an Onus, he was raised by parents or not by me. But my child say somebody is anonymous when he shows chutzpah to chazal. He's not anonymous, not anonymous. The reason so you can say older than the Semites are also anonymous. And you see, they're also raised by parents who are anti-Semites. You can say that, you see. Because everybody has a conscience and has common sense. So you should understand that not everything that the parent sometimes inculcates in his mind is right. When it's a question of emunah, then you should have to say honest. But when it's a question of arrogance and chutzpah and being mecharech and megadik, the Chacham Yisroel, then it's not shy to say honest. But as far as Meribur Meirling is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. The biggest question, if somebody will apply drastic measures of Meribur Meirling of the Chayim Yisroel Shamayim, even according to Rambam, this is what the Chazon Ish says. And then, so actually the Meir says that. And the Pesach and the Rambam, the end of the book, and says that. But it's not so important. But the Chazon Ish says, let's say, Bizman Abayim, so there were certain occasions when there was a Miriam, but today there is no such case. There is no such case. On the contrary, you'll be promoting that process, not counteracting that process, if you apply drastic measures. And then he says, Voleinu la'azirom ba'adeisis avon ulanidom b'kereneiro ba'meshiyodinu medas. And then I want to mention, it's a well-known thing, I heard it from my father, and Michael Feinstein told me, he heard it from the Brisker Rov, the gold sword from Haim, one time, that was 1903, so then there was a wave of radicalism that overtook the Jewish youngsters in Russia, you know. So many Jewish youngsters became involved in the radical movements. Mensheviks, communists, all kinds of radical movements. So in Brisk, one foolish youngster who, besides being a radical, he was in the category of Marino Lemayim, because he used, whenever he knew that Reb Chaim or Tzfrazelik would go to Shul on Shabbos, so Davke was makpid to go out and smoke on Shabbos, to show that he doesn't care for himself. So if you feel him a lot, you're not a good thing. What do you do? This stupid fellow decides all that? So when there was a group of Russian soldiers standing, so he came, and there was a picture of the Tsar was on the wall. So he shot it in effigy. You know, we say burn in effigy. When you burn the picture, let's say, of the king. So he shot it in effigy. He didn't hurt the Tsar. Tsar remained alive. He didn't die as a result of shooting the picture of the Tsar Nicholas. But he was taken by the police, and then he was sentenced to be shot. He was sentenced to be shot. And that was just before, it was right after Rosh Hashanah. I think it was still in the story when he shot the picture of Tsar Nicholas in effigy. And he was sentenced, you know, they didn't have, in those days, they didn't have trial by jury. He was, you know, it was done speedily. He was sentenced in a day or two to be shot. So then, to be shot on Soya Yimjita. That was the sentence on Soya. So then, Reb Chaim called, you know, the Rosh Yaakov to the house and told them, but there was one mile inside the Rosh, big mile, that unfortunately, Kamin's Rosh did not possess it. The matter what the sentence was, with the bribe, you could buy them off. It was a good mile. It was a good mile. As a matter of fact, I once heard from my father something to that effect. Cedra Baiero, gracious you test, Posse Kalev, by your veil Shnea Malochim's demo, Beere the lady, Beere, the late Yeshi Bishar's day, and by Yale, by Yokom Mikosom, by Shtachwa Paimorz. Paimorz. So, Rashi says, it's another Shabbat, the late Yeshi Bishar's day, Yeshi. No, Yosha, in other words, it's a Chosra. The Chosra. In other words, there is no Bob. The Kri is Yeshay. So, there should be a Bob after the Yud. And when we discuss the meaning of Riach, Sevas, we didn't discuss that. So, the late Yeshay, I mean, but there is no variance in this. So, there is no Bob. So, according to the Kri, so it's Yosha. Regularly he was in session as a chief. But he says Yoshav, that day he happened to see his session. Because until that day he was not the mayor of the city. But that day he was appointed mayor of the city. So, Chief Kedalei. Moderate.